Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Okay, the brother.
The example of a mujahid in Allah's cause, and Allah knows better who really strives in his cause, is like a person who fasts and prays continuously. And Allah guaranteed for the mujahid in his cause that he will admit him into paradise if he is killed. Otherwise, he will return him to his home safely with rewards and war booty.
The brother read to us another narration which is very strong and profound. In another hadith, one of the Prophet's companions said, O Prophet of Allah, what is similar to jihad? And he said, you will not be able to do it. And they repeat the question, you will not be able to do it. He said in the third time, the similarity to jihad is to pray all night long without a break and to fast all day long without eating or drinking. Now, who can do this? Nobody. But why is jihad so important? Because the Prophet made fasting and praying continuous without a break, because the person in jihad or the person watching and guarding the army or the borders is 24/7. So whatever he does, the mujahid, his reward is continuous. Even when he goes to sleep, the reward is continuous. And no one can do this at time of peace. We cannot fast all day long and pray all night long forever or for a week. We will be very tired and it's difficult. So the Prophet is highlighting that there isn't anything equivalent to this great ritual of jihad, except someone doing this 24/7 continuous act of worship by praying all night and fasting all day throughout the whole period. Moving on to hadith 404. Yes, Sahi.
Narrated Abu Huraira, Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever is wounded in Allah's cause will come on the day of resurrection with his wound having the color of blood but the scent of musk.
Okay, this beautiful hadith highlights a fact, and that is what we see in this life is different than what will happen on the day of judgment. The result of forms of worship are different to what we feel. For example, the Prophet tells us alayhi salatu wasalam about fasting and about the smell of a person who's fasting. He says that this smell of the mouth or of the stomach resulting from hunger, which people usually, and this is normal, no one says, oh, this is beautiful smell. It is not a beautiful smell resulting from fasting. It's something that people do not like. However, because it resulted from a form of worship, it is more beloved and more beautiful to Allah than the smell of musk. Likewise, when a person dies in the battlefield and he's martyred, what is the result? He's shedding blood, he's gushing blood, and the sight of blood is not a pleasant sight to see unless you're a shark. So it is not something that people like to see. However, when you feel sad, when you are hurt or touched by this sight, remember that the Prophet is telling you, alayhi salatu wasalam, that the shaheed, the martyr, will come on the day of judgment with his wound gushing with blood. But it's not the blood that you despise and you don't feel comfortable with. On the contrary, it will have a very beautiful look to it, and it will smell like musk as well. And also, the Prophet tells us, for example, in the case of a person who dies in ihram, if you are in umrah or hajj and you're wearing ihram and you die, on the day of judgment, the person would be resurrected in front of everybody saying, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, indicating that this is what? He's a muhrim. He died in the state of ihram. So this would give you pride. Not only that, on the day of judgment, the Prophet tells us that the muazzin, the one who calls for prayer, has the longest neck. Does this mean that he's a giraffe? No. This is an Arabic expression of being or having a status of someone that is prominent and famous, that people would know the minute they see him, he is the muadhin. And this highlights the importance of the adhan. So many times we enter a masjid and they did not call for adhan. And we ask people, did you give adhan? No. Did you? Okay, anyone? Said, no. You go. Why? Said, no, you do it. They're ashamed. When it comes to adhan and ajr, say, oh, I'm shy. Maybe I'll make a mistake. Subhanallah. So this shows you the importance and the beauty of martyrdom. The Prophet tells us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person who is killed in the cause of Allah, a martyr, would not feel the pain of killing or dying except like a mosquito. So when he dies, he doesn't feel a thing of dying. Unlike the disbelievers, their soul is taken in a very harsh and hard manner. And Allah Azza wa Jalla knows best. We open the floor for questions.
Sheikh, there is a group of people who propagate that first we should bring the Sharia, the law, in the country. Then we have to do other obligatory work. You know, they are more concentrated on politics parties. Actually.
Well, first of all, implementing Sharia is a very just and noble cause. And we all call for Sharia to be implemented in the whole world. However, the first thing to be implemented is the aqidah. Without calling people to La ilaha illallah, without them knowing Allah and believing in Allah and following the Quran and believing in the Sunnah and following the Prophet ﷺ, we cannot implement anything. What is the use in going to a country that none of the people believe in Allah? They're Muslim but not practicing. And we say we would like to implement Sharia. This would cause a big problem because a lot of them, because they're not practicing, they may commit acts that nullifies their Islam by conviction or by acts. You don't want this. Like in the case in Egypt, when they're voting for the referendum and this constitution, a lot of them said, we don't want the constitution because it has Quran and Sunnah. It is implementing Islam. We don't want this. This is an act of kufr if you don't want Islam. So it's best to set up the foundation. Like the Prophet did, when he stayed in Mecca for 13 years, what did he do? Sharia, we want Sharia. He kept on purifying people's souls and hearts, showing them Tawheed, implementing and planting Aqeedah. Because Aqeedah is the thing that drives people. Without Aqeedah, without this theology and what they believe in, you will not be able to make people pray or fast, because who's up there? We don't know. Once you establish Aqeedah, everything comes afterwards. And Allah knows best. Yes, Sakhi.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Alaikum salam.
Some scholars say that giving dawah in difficult conditions, like in non-Muslim countries, is also jihad. So the reward and the benefits and the fruits which a mujahid carries or gets is equal to this type of jihad.
This is the opinion of some scholars, because jihad is what? Is conveying the word of Allah and making da'wah. So they say that even a person, a student of knowledge, who thrives to call others to Islam through his da'wah, can be also counted part of these hadiths. However, I believe that these hadiths are only specifically for fighting and guarding. A student of knowledge, a da'i, a scholar who goes to teach and propagate, he has, inshallah, some sort of jihad, but not as far as anticipating and waiting and endangering yourself for the cause of Allah. The brother there.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum salam.
As far as you said that there is nothing equal to jihad in worship, there is a hadith in which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told that, shall I not tell you the very great thing? Then you kill your disbelievers, disbeliever kills you. The companions asked, or Prophet Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please tell us. That then said, Dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah.
Okay, this is a reward that is also included in jihad. Allah says in Surah Al-Anfal, chapter 8, that all you who believe, when you meet a group of enemies, be steadfast and remember Allah. Make dhikr. So this is part of jihad. And when you find verses of Quran relating to jihad, you'll always find dhikr Allah Azza wa Jal, remembering Allah. So the Prophet is indicating something, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is highlighting jihad, when we say that jihad is one of the highest forms of worship, what is more important, jihad or prayer? So what is more important, jihad or tawheed? It's all interlinked together. We cannot separate this from that. So it is one of the greatest forms of worship, and Allah knows best.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Sheikh, there are different conditions as mentioned that if a person dying, any vehicle is passed from his stomach or chest, or if a woman is dying in the condition of delivery, so that is also being given to
a martyr.
Martyr.
Yes, this is correct.
And martyr is deserving that paradise, as Allah says that don't call a martyr as dead. They are in the heavens and in the birds like. So they all other death also being same equal to that.
The Prophet ﷺ said that who do you count the martyr among you? They said the one who dies in the battlefield. And the Prophet said, no, then they are little. The martyrs of my ummah are those who, and he listed a number of ways of dying. So he said the one who dies with the stomach ache is a shaheed, is a martyr. The one who dies in fire, the one who dies under a collapsing building, the one who dies out of plague, al-mat'oon, and also a woman who dies while in labor. So all of these and other more, the Prophet indicated that they are martyred. Of course, with the condition that they are patient. Not that the house is set on fire and I'm dying of burns and wounds. It's, why me? Why me? Why not my neighbor? And this person is complaining, so he's not counted one of them. So this is the authentic hadith that they are considered to be part of the martyrs and they have paradise, inshallah. However, we do not treat them as martyrs, meaning that we wash them, we shroud them. We do not do this with the martyrs. There are different rulings. And of course, they're not as high as the martyrs who have 100 levels in paradise and that Allah would forgive them with the first gush of blood and Allah Azza wa Jal would make them marry 72 of the Hur al-Ain and they would intercede for 70 of their household or relatives, etc. These are all different, but the end result is paradise and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.